This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 6 for Thursday, August 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are steady to higher on Thursday, getting support from technical and commercial buying. The November canola contract is up $1.40 at $489.80 per ton. The January contract is up 90 cents at $495.90 per ton, as the more deferred months are steady. There is a little bit of support coming from Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, but lower Malaysian palm oil is weighing on values. The Canadian dollar is lower at 75.22 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 75.40. The FarmLink Farm Tour issued their results on Wednesday. The tour projects wheat yields, excluding durum, to be 60.5 bushels per acre, with production to be 31.9 million tons. The forecast for durum calls for a yield of 45.3 bushels per acre and production of 7 million tons. Canola is projected to yield 42.9 bushels per acre for 20.2 million tons. Stats Canada issues its crop forecast at the end of this month. The Saskatchewan Weekly Crop Report notes that harvest operations are now underway in various parts of the province. The report says crops are developing quickly due to the warm, dry weather. In the weekly export sales report from the United States Department of Agriculture, wheat sales are more than 605,000 tons for the week ending July 30th. Old crop corn is nearly 102,000 tons, and new crop corn hit 2.6 million tons. Soybean export sales for the week are more than 345,000 tons of old crop and 1.4 million tons of new crop. Soy meal exports are over 328,000 tons of old crop and almost 204,000 tons of new crop. Total soy oil sales are 35,500 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Thursday. The September contract is down 1.5 cents at $8.75 per bushel. September soy oil is up more than a tenth of a cent at 31.22 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down $1.50 at $2.83.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures are firm on Thursday, with the September contract up a quarter cent at $3.11 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the September contract down a quarter cent at $2.74. Wheat futures are lower on Thursday. Chicago September is down 9.5 at $5.01. Kansas City September is down 9 at $4.17. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down 5 at $4.96.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, August 6th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.